Welcome visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life to unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck.
Welcome back to episode 102 of the Passion Struck podcast. And thank you, each and every one of you who comes back weekly to listen and learn to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you haven't heard me talk about this before, on March 4th through 6th, I will be participating in the 4x4x48 challenge. My involvement in Passion Struck sponsorship is focused on veteran nonprofits who are helping victims of traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder find alternate functional medicine approaches to solving their unique needs. If you're interested in sponsoring either my team or one of the charities, I will put a link to it in the show notes that you can check out. Today's fan of the week is Nina from the United Kingdom, who writes, "Keep up the amazing work. I love listening to you every day, and please keep up the great work." Thank you, Nina, so much for taking the time to not only listen to the podcast, but leave us a review. And thank you to all of you who leave reviews for us, either on Spotify or iTunes. They make such a difference for us in growing the popularity of this podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to do on how your environment influences who you become. I'm going to go into many different things, including recognizing the effect of actions of others on our personal performance and our pursuit of living life intentionally. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to living a no regrets life. Now, let the journey begin. We will be right back to the Passion Struck podcast. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. And we often discuss mental health on the Passion Struck podcast and dealing with the stigma of seeking it. Is there something interfering with your happiness and preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, depression and anxiety significantly impacted my life until I took charge, got over my embarrassment, and sought out help. And luckily, there's a platform now that makes it so much easier to take that step and get therapy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. I highly recommend that everyone turn to BetterHelp to get started and find a therapist who helps you look at things in a different way, like they did for me. Their service is customized, accessible, and affordable, and you can be matched with a therapist in just 48 hours. And to that end, BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life and is offering Passion Struck listeners 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/passionstruck. That's BetterHelp.com/passionstruck, and join over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. And I realize all those codes and URLs can be difficult to remember, so we'll put them in the show notes for the episode. Please consider supporting those who support this show, make it possible and free for our listeners. Now back to Passion Struck. Have you ever been in situations or places where you know deep within yourself that you could be achieving much more than you are, but fail to do so because of the prevailing conditions and people around you? Do you feel like things would be so much better if only you were somewhere different? These thoughts and feelings are actually valid, and there is scientific proof that the actions of others and the environment in which we live ultimately influence who we become. By nature, humans have social tendencies. Human social behaviors are directly learned from a social environment and through social interaction rather than from genetic causes and dynamics. From mankind's earliest days as hunter-gatherers, we learned to coexist in communities, growing and harvesting crops together, hunting in groups and learning survival skills from one another. As the years went by and we grew into more sophisticated societies, to this day and for the remaining duration of our coexistence as humans, we will continue to need and be influenced by the actions of others. It is often said that no man is an island, and this statement holds true throughout all time. Therefore, our interdependence bounds us to be either positively or negatively affected by a way of life and doings of those within our immediate environments. In psychology, there is a concept known as the social multiplier effect, based on the principle that higher levels of one attribute or behavior against one peer can have spillover effects on an individual. It implies that as an individual gains more peers who have a certain attribute or characteristic, they will experience a greater tendency to adopt this attribute. Several researchers have researched and proven many areas where this social effect has played out. Among the notable ones include Scott Carroll and James West, who have shown that a person's friend's fitness affects one's fitness, and that each out-of-shape individual creates two additional out-of-shape individuals through their social interaction. Some others have found that the tendency towards juvenile delinquency, including peer cheating and smoking, corresponds with the rise of a number of young people taking up such vices. In like manner, neighborhoods where crime is prevalent only lead to susceptibility of members and occupants of homes in those areas to lives of criminal activity. A fact, the things a person is constantly exposed to influence the things they eventually do, and depending on what those things are, it can either lead to a virtuous cycle or a vicious one. So now let's talk about the social multiplier effect and its impact on personal performance. A very notable example of just how much the actions of others can play a significant role in what we achieve or fail to achieve can be taken from the famous story of Roger Bannister, the first man to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Before that feat was broken, it was a widespread belief that it wasn't humanly possible to run a mile under 4 minutes, as several athletes had tried and only come close, but not close enough to actually accomplish beating that goal. However, in May of 1954, Bannister, having gone through several training sessions and believing in himself, went on to run the mile in 3:59.4. The amazing thing that happened after he beat the record of running a mile just under 4 minutes was that the following month, John Landy ran it in 3:58. Landy was a man who previously said, "Frankly, I think the 4-minute mile is beyond my capabilities. 2 seconds may not sound like much, but to me, it's like trying to break through a brick wall. Someone may achieve the 4-minute mile the world is wanting so desperately, but I don't think I can." Who would have thought he actually had it in him to do what he thought he couldn't do? Not only did Landy go on to break Bannister's record, but many others did as well. Bannister himself eventually set a British record of 3:46.3. It's interesting to know that the current world record stands at 3:43.13. This proves that the inability to earlier run in under 4 minutes was merely a result of self-imposed mental barriers resulting from the prevailing thoughts of people at that time. Thankfully, Roger Bannister was able to free himself from the reins of popular societal opinion and achieve what was once deemed impossible, paving the ways for others to do likewise. In like manner, there are times where we either unconsciously or subconsciously impose barriers to things that we can achieve because of the simple fact that we haven't seen others do them. Another notable story of someone who learned to rise above the negative influence of his immediate environment is that of the famous actor Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. Johnson grew up in an extremely rough environment and had a very difficult upbringing. By the time he was 16, he had been arrested up to 8 times for various offenses. As time went by, he took responsibility for his life and got out of the hostile environment where he found himself. He later got into wrestling and became a professional before getting into the film industry and having the successful movie career that we all see today. Now he gives back by visiting prisons and encouraging inmates to take control of their lives. There are countless other examples of the influence of prevalent societal thoughts and actions on the state of being of people. And individual efforts to rise above them have paved ways and opened doors to new possibilities. They include technological inventions and innovations such as the airplane, the computer, space shuttles that were just not too long ago seen as impossibilities, becoming regular day-to-day utilities, to new cures for ailments that were once considered fatal. So you see, it really all lies in the mind, and we can transcend our immediate environment to function at our very best. One very interesting neuroscientific discovery is of the nervous system cells known as mirror neurons. These are tiny neurological structures that fire both when we perceive action and when we perform them, providing deep insight into the true social nature of the brain. Have you ever watched a movie or a video in which someone achieved something extraordinary and felt like you could also do that after watching? Also in the same vein, have you watched one in which sad emotions prevailed and afterwards felt sad and tired yourself? Or have you noticed that you feel happy when people around you are happy and sad or depressed when people around you are pessimistic people? These are basic depictions of just how mirror neurons operate to bring about emotional contagion, a process through which a person or group influences the emotions and emotional behavior of another person or group, done consciously or unconsciously through emotional induction. When we view an action performed by another human or group of people, the brain's mirror neurons subconsciously adopt the emotions and thoughts associated with those actions. This goes beyond just when we view videos, but clearly we see and observe in our immediate physical environment. Giacomo Rizzolatti, a notable neuroscientist, said, "We are social beings. Our survival depends on our understanding the actions, intentions, and emotions of others. Mirror neurons allow us to understand other people's minds, not only through conceptual reasoning, but through imitation. Anatomical and psychological observations from brain imaging experiments have shown that the human inferior frontal cortex and superior parietal lobe are active when the person performs an action, and also when the person sees another individual performing an action. It is reported that they could be the neural basis of introspection, awareness of others, and ultimately of self-awareness. These findings show that as humans, we inherently possess the ability to imbibe certain behaviors just by observing them or having people around us exhibit them. Now let's talk about automatic imitation. Have you caught yourself yawning after seeing someone else do so? I bet most of us have. According to some experts, this is induced by a process known as automatic imitation. It refers to cases in which an individual, having observed a body movement, unintentionally performs a similar body movement or alters how it is performed. This process is inherent in every human and what facilitates learning through imitation, a type of social learning whereby new behaviors are acquired by imitation. No one learns in a vacuum, as we are all social creatures who often learn as a direct result of those around us. A child growing up automatically picks up the language spoken in his or her immediate environment, just as he/she does other actions such as brushing, eating, or washing dishes. As we grow, this trait remains in us, and we continue to subconsciously pick up attributes from people that surround us. In a nutshell, we learn whether we like it or not. Hence, we should pay attention to the lessons we're picking and make sure they only help us to become authentic and better versions of ourselves. So I've just unraveled a lot there. So let's talk about some takeaways and action points that you can apply in your life. The purpose of this podcast has been to open our understanding to the reality of the fact that there are factors outside of us that affect what's going on within us and shape the way we behave, the things we do, and ultimately who we become. Having known these realities, it's vital that we're not just aware, but take responsibility for our growth and being our authentic selves. The truth is, there are lots of factors in life that we cannot control, things that go way beyond our direct choices. But despite this, we have to consciously guard and protect ourselves against societal factors that could adversely influence and affect our lives. More so, it is a fact that we can influence the environment that we are in and make our own choices. Sure, it doesn't come easy, but it is very possible and achievable. So anytime you start feeling out of control, realize the power you possess to influence your choices of good and put it to use. Become a force for positive influence. There's a popular quote by Marianne Williamson that ends in the words, "And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." This tells us that when we learn to live above our limiting social circumstances, we get to inspire other people to do the same. So always remember that you are part of the collective whole, and your thoughts and actions matter greatly. Recognize and optimize the power you have to impact and influence someone else's life for good, and go on to live the best possible life that you can. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope you enjoyed this message. And if you did like it, we would surely appreciate a 5-star rating either on Spotify or iTunes. If you're new to the show, or you would like to introduce it to a friend or family member, we now have starter packs. These are collections of your favorite episodes grouped by topic to give a new listener a great introduction to everything that we do here on the show, especially now that we have over 100 episodes. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks. And if you haven't checked it out before, please go to our YouTube channel at John R. Miles, where we have over 225 different videos to bring you inspiration. And if there's a person you would like to see me interview, and we've got some great ones coming up, or there's a topic like today's that you'd like to hear me discuss, please DM me on Instagram or reach out to me on LinkedIn at John Miles. And until next time, live life passion struck. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.